I love how poetry can present a complicated and involved story in just a few stanzas, leaving us with vital information we need, while giving us ample room to expand the story in our minds. Barry Peters, a writer and teacher from Durham, North Carolina, takes a sad, frustrating event, but shows us its softer, sweeter side. Here is Viola. He dies and is born again 3 or 4 nights a week, an unexpected turn of events because he grew up Methodist, though by the time he was 90, he may have been an atheist. I should have asked him. To hear him reincarnated over the phone is kind of funny, or should be kind of funny, but it's actually kind of sad, not just because it's my father we're talking about, who is alive, then dead, alive, dead, alive, dead. But Viola, his partner, now 92 herself, who can't remember that he's dead, or isn't sure he's not alive. She calls me long distance, asks how he's doing. I reply, he's dead. He died last year. Viola chuckles and says, you told me that the other night, didn't you? I chuckle and say, yes, I did. My wife has a plan. Send Viola a letter telling her when and where Dad died so that whenever she's confused, she can read the letter and not call me every other night. I begin to write, but then I picture Viola alone in her apartment, the dead letter taped to the bathroom mirror or the television screen or hanging by the fruit magnets on the refrigerator door. And I can't bear to imagine her leaning on her walker in the emptiness of the rooms, not thinking about my father, not thinking about him at all, and then her mind, or what's left of her mind, being reminded that he's dead whenever she brushes her hair, watches the 6 o'clock news, wants a cup of warm milk. So I don't send the letter, and I vow not to cry the next time she calls and kills my father again.